USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate in session on Tuesday. One of the things being bantered about on the floor is a new coronavirus stimulus plan. Brian Deese is a White House director of the National Economic Council. He tells CNBC the plan put forth by the Biden administration is needed to jumpstart the economy.
You know, we think that this is a sensible approach and calibrated to the moment that we are in right now, where the risk of not acting, the risk of inaction at this precarious moment in the economy really outweighs the risk of sitting back and waiting and seeing as the virus accelerates and as the economy moves downward.
Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar of Texas says all customs and border protection construction on the U.S.-Mexico border wall will stop by the end of Tuesday. This complies with Biden's executive order that was issued last week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
President Biden is touting new executive orders aimed at promoting racial justice and equality.
It focuses on the full range of communities who have been long underserved and overlooked. People of color, Americans with disabilities, LGBTQ Americans, religious minorities.
Biden hosting a White House event saying systematic racism has plagued the United States for far too long. He argued that the ground is shifting. An arrest is made in Indianapolis following the murder of six people.
More on Sunday's horrific killing in Indianapolis, Indiana. A teenager whose dad just yelled at him for leaving the house without permission turned a gun on his family, killing five relatives. The alleged killer, who has not been named by authorities because of his age, was arrested Monday after cops tracked him down to the suburb of Plainfield, Indiana. His younger brother lived to tell authorities what happened. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The FBI has released its report that indicated a record number of background checks processed in 2020 for the sale of firearms.
With so much fear of tighter gun control measures from the new administration, coupled with the pandemic and all the riots in the streets, Americans turned to firearms. I spoke to Edwin Walker, an attorney with a U.S. Law Shield.
The figure that the FBI has put out is the number 39,695,315. To keep in mind, this is the number of background checks. This is not necessarily the number of firearms that have been purchased, because you can purchase multiple firearms with one background check.
Part of that record, 39,695,315, was almost 4 million for December. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
A temporary restraining order is being issued over the Biden administration's pause on deportations. A Texas federal judge issued the ruling on Tuesday, citing the Administrative Procedure Act. Texas AG Ken Paxton sued the new administration last week, saying the Trump administration in Texas reached an agreement before Biden was sworn in, requiring consultation before any deportation changes are made. Paxton calling the 14-day restraining order a victory against a seditious left-wing insurrection. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.